ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 24, चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा, पार्ट 6, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य कंटिन्यूड। The word sundara or snigdha means very pleasing. Kandarpa koti kamaniya. Krishna's beauty is so pleasing that not even millions upon millions of cupids can compare to it. Generally, the worship of the Lord begins with the worship of Narayana or Vishnu, whereas the worship of Lord Krishna and Radharani is most confidential. Lord Narayana is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Vidhi or regulative principles, whereas Lord Krishna is worshipable by the Bhagavat Vidhi. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavat Vidhi without going through the regulations of Pancharatrika Vidhi. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi or the regulative principles enjoined in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to regulative principles is offered to Lakshmi Narayana. Although there may be a Radha Krishna Vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotee is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayana worship. Worship according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga, and worship according to the Bhagavat Vidhi principles is called Raga Marga. The principles of Raga Marga are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavana platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavana participate in 5 basic rasas: Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and Shanta. But although these 5 rasas are found in the Bhagavat Marg, the Bhagavat Marg is especially meant for Vatsalya and Madhurya, or paternal and conjugal relationships. Yet, there is the Vrishralamba Sakya, or the higher fraternal worship of the Lord, especially enjoyed by the cowherder boys in Vrindavana. Although there is friendship between Krishna and the cowherder boys, this friendship is different from the Aishwarya friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. Thus, the Raga Marga or Bhagavat Marga friendship exists on a higher platform with Krishna, namely the platform of Vishralamba friendship. Paternal friendship, paternal service, and conjugal service are all visible in the Vrindavana Raga Marga relationships. Without serving Krishna according to the Vidhi Marga regulative principles of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, unscrupulous persons want to jump immediately to the Raga Marga principles. Such persons are called Sahajiya. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be very careful to avoid such demons. Therefore, one should strictly follow the Vidhi Marga regulative principles in the worship of Lakshmi Narayana, although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayana. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulative principles, the Lord accepts the service in the role of Lakshmi Narayana. In his description of Krishna's beauty, Lord Shiva uses the words charvayata chatur bahu sujata ruchirananam, indicating the beautiful four-armed form of Narayana or Vishnu. Those who worship Lord Krishna describe him as Sujata Ruchir Ananam. In the Vishnu Tattva, there are hundreds, thousands, and millions of forms of the Supreme Lord. But of all of these forms, the form of Krishna is the most beautiful. Thus, for those who worship Krishna, the word Sujata Ruchir Ananam is used. The devotees enjoy the Lord's beauty because it is a collection of all kinds of beauties. Therefore, the word Sarva Saundarya Sangraham is used by Lord Shiva. And no one can say that the body of the Lord is wanting in beautiful parts. No, it is completely full, Purnam. Everything is complete, God's creation, God's beauty, and God's bodily features. And all of these are so complete that all of one's desires can become fully satisfied when one sees the beauty of the Lord, Krishna. Also, the word Sarva Saundarya indicates that there are different types of beauties in the material and spiritual worlds, and that the Lord contains all of them. Both materialists and spiritualists can enjoy the beauty of the Lord. Because the Supreme Lord attracts everyone, including demons and devotees, materialists and spiritualists, the Supreme Lord is called Krishna. Similarly, Krishna devotees also attract everyone. The word Prahisita Apangam, referring to Krishna's smile and sidelong glances at his devotees, specifically applies to Krishna's dealings with the gopis. Krishna is always in a joking mood when Krishna increases the feelings of conjugal rasa in the hearts of the gopis. The kanchal, club, disc, and lotus flower can be either held in the Lord's hands or seen on the palms of his hands. According to palmistry, the signs of a kanchal, club, lotus flower, and disc mark the palms of great personalities and especially indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva has thus described the bodily features of the Lord most authoritatively. Now, Lord Shiva wants to see the lotus feet of the Lord. When a devotee wants to see the transcendental form of the Lord, the devotee begins meditation upon the Lord's body by first looking at the feet of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the transcendental sound form of the Lord, and the 12 cantos are divided in accordance with the transcendental form of the Lord. The first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are called the two lotus feet of the Lord. It is therefore suggested by Lord Shiva that one should first try to see the lotus feet of the Lord. And this also means that if one is serious about reading Srimad Bhagavatam, then one must begin by seriously studying the first and second cantos. In other words, anyone serious about understanding the transcendental science and seeing the transcendental form of the Lord must first of all attempt to see the lotus feet of the Lord by studying the first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when one actually sees the lotus feet of the Lord, then all kinds of doubts and fears within the heart are vanquished. God is known to be Ajita, unconquerable. But one who submissively hears the words of a self-realized soul conquers this Ajita, the unconquerable Krishna. And so the conclusion is that if one is serious about liberation, he or she not only should execute the occupational duties of Varna Ashram Dharma, but should also engage in bhakti yoga, beginning by hearing from a realized soul. This process will help the devotee conquer ajita, the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead, and become his associate after giving up one's material body. However, the Lord is very difficult for the karma yogis, jnana yogis, and jnana yogis to attain. But those who are bhakti yogis have no difficulty at all. The word durarajya is especially significant, for it is very difficult to attain the lotus feet of the Lord by any method other than bhakti yoga. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord, in the shape and form of death, destroys all of a person's possessions. Mrityu sarva haras chaham. Krishna says, I am all devouring death. So, Krishna, in the shape of death, takes away everything that is created by the conditioned soul. For everything in this material world is subject to perish in due course of time. However, all the strength of time cannot hamper the activities of a devotee, for the devotee takes complete shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. For this reason only, the devotee is free from formidable time. All the activities of the karmis and jnanis, which have no touch of devotional service or bhakti, are spoiled in due course of time. The material success of the karmis is destined to be destroyed, and similarly, the impersonal realization attained by the jnanis is also destroyed in the course of time. A devotee's achievement, however, is never lost by the influence of time. Even if a devotee cannot completely execute devotional service, in his or her next life, one begins from the point where one has left off. Such an opportunity is not given to the karmis and jnanis, whose achievements are all destroyed. The bhakta's achievement is never destroyed, for it goes on perpetually, be it complete or incomplete. This is the verdict of all Vedic literatures. Simply by blinking his eyes, time personified can destroy the entire cosmic manifestation. But time has nothing to do with the devotee. In other words, bhakti, devotional service, which is rendered by the devotee in this lifetime, can never be destroyed by time. Such spiritual assets remain unchanged, being beyond the influence of time. Ganga water is celebrated because it emanates from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, those who are directly in touch with the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who are absorbed in the chanting of Krishna's glories, are freed from all material contamination. Such unalloyed devotees are able to show mercy to the common conditioned soul. Simply by the association of pure devotees, one can understand the transcendental name, fame, quality, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has repeatedly said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Simply by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes wonderfully advanced in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, or association with a devotee, means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and acting for Krishna. Specifically, chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra purifies one, and this chanting is therefore recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the names of Krishna, the mirror of the heart is cleansed, and the devotee loses interest in everything external. The bhakti yoga process must be carried out by avoiding the 10 offenses one can commit while chanting the Maha Mantra and the 64 offenses one can commit while worshipping the deity. When a devotee strictly follows the rules and regulations, Bhakti Devi becomes very much satisfied with one. And at that time, he or she is never disturbed by anything external. A devotee is also called a muni. The word muni means thoughtful. A devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is speculative. The non-devotee's speculation is impure, but a devotee's thoughts are pure. The conclusion is that when one's heart is purified by the association of devotees and by the avoidance of the offenses committed while chanting and worshipping the Lord, then the transcendental name, form, and activities of the Lord are revealed by the Lord to the devotee. When the living entity forgets the Supreme Lord and wants to enjoy him or herself independently, thus imitating the Supreme Lord, one is captured by the false notion that he or she is the enjoyer and is separated from the Supreme Lord. This material energy is therefore very much troublesome to the spiritual energy, the living entity. But the material energy is never troublesome to the Supreme Lord. Indeed, for the Supreme Lord, both material and spiritual energy are the same. Lord Shiva explains that the material energy is never troublesome to the Supreme Lord, for the Supreme Lord is always independent. But because the living entities are not independent, then due to their false idea of becoming independently happy, the material energy is troublesome. Consequently, the material energy creates differentiation. It is just like in the government. There is a criminal department and a civil department. Although they may appear different in the eyes of the citizens, but in the eyes of the government, both departments are one and the same. The criminal department is troublesome for the criminal, but not for the obedient citizen. Similarly, this material energy is troublesome for the conditioned soul, but it has nothing to do with liberated souls who are engaged in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, there is nothing material, for material existence only means forgetfulness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word kobida is very significant, for it indicates the devotees of the Lord. Only the devotees know perfectly that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all-pervading. The conclusion is that the Lord is one and that Krishna is expanded in everything. This is understood by the Vedic version, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. One who knows this concentrates all of one's energy in worshipping Lord Vishnu. If the whole creation is one, that is to say, nothing but the Supreme Lord or Vishnu, then why do the expert transcendentalists make such categories as found in these instructions of Lord Shiva? Why do learned and expert scholars distinguish between matter and spirit? In answer to these questions, Lord Shiva says that spirit and matter are not the creations of various philosophers, but they are manifest by Lord Vishnu. As described in this section, Tvam Eka Adya Purusha. Spiritual and material categories are made possible by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But actually, there are no such distinctions for the living entities who are eternally engaged in the service of the Lord. In other words, there is only a material world for those who want to imitate the Lord and become enjoyers. Indeed, the material world is nothing but forgetfulness of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Creator of everything, Lord Sri Krishna. The distinction between matter and spirit is created by the sleeping energy of the Lord when the Lord wants to give some facility to those living entities who want to imitate the Lord in His enjoyment. It is only for them that this material world is created by the dormant energy of the Lord. For instance, sometimes children want to imitate their mother and cook in the kitchen, and at such a time, the mother supplies them with some toys so that the children can imitate her cooking. Similarly, when some of the living entities want to imitate the activities of the Lord, this material cosmic manifestation is created for them by the Lord. The material creation is therefore caused by the Lord through His material energy. Since the material world cannot work independently, the living entities enter into the material manifestation in four different types of bodies. The word Chaturvidham is significant in this section, for there are four types of living entities born within this material world. Some are born by way of an embryo, Jarayaja, by way of eggs, Andaja, perspiration, Swedaja, and like the trees, by way of seeds, Udbija. Regardless of how these living entities appear, they are all busy in the pursuit of sense enjoyment. Remaining within the hearts of all living entities, the Lord bestows remembrance by which the living entities can enjoy certain things. Thus, the living entities create their enjoyable honeycombs and then enjoy them. The example of the bees is appropriate because when bees try to enjoy their honeycomb, they have to suffer the bites of other bees. Because bees bite one another when they try to enjoy honey, they are not exclusively enjoying the sweetness of the honey, for there is also suffering. In other words, the living entities are subjected to the pains and pleasures of material enjoyment, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing their plans for sense enjoyment, is aloof from them. Although the Paramatma is aloof from the living entities, Krishna knows their intentions, and Krishna gives them facilities by which they can enjoy or suffer the results of their actions. Human society is exactly like a beehive, for everyone is engaged in collecting honey from various flowers or collecting money from various sources and creating large empires for common enjoyment. However, after these empires are created, the bites of other nations have to be suffered. Sometimes nations declare war upon one another, and the human beehives become sources of misery. Although human beings are creating their beehives in order to enjoy the sweetness of their senses, at the same time they are suffering from the bites of other persons or nations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as Param Atma, is simply witnessing all these activities. The conclusion is that both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the jivas, or living entities, enter into this material world. However, Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipable because Krishna has arranged for the happiness of the living entity in the material world. And because it is the material world, however, no one can enjoy any kind of happiness without inebriety or impurity. Material enjoyment means inebriety, whereas spiritual enjoyment means pure enjoyment under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, although we do not see the hand of the Supreme Lord directly, we can feel the presence of that hand through the Lord's process of destruction. We can see the clouds scattered by the wind, although we cannot see how this is being done because it is not possible to see the wind. So similarly, although we do not directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see that Krishna controls the process of destruction. The destructive process is going on fiercely under the control of the Lord, but the atheist cannot see this. Thus, when the wise man actually becomes wise after many births and whimsical attempts at self-realization, the wise man surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Such a Mahatma or learned person knows that Krishna, Vasudeva, is everything. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Learned persons always think that life is wasted unless they worship Lord Krishna or become Krishna's devotee. And Srila Rupa Goswami also says that when one becomes an advanced devotee, he or she understands that one should be reserved and perseverant, kshanti, and that one should engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time, avyartha kalatvam. One should also be detached from all material attraction, virakti, and one should not long for any material respect in return for one's activities, mana shunyata. One should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon one, asha bandha, and one should always be very eager to serve the Lord faithfully, samutkanta. The wise man is always very eager to glorify the Lord by chanting and hearing, nama gane sada ruchi, and one is always eager to describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord, asaktistad gunakhyane. One should also be attracted to those places where the Lord had his pastimes, pritistad vasati stale. These are the symptoms of an advanced devotee. Atheists are always prepared to harass a devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested that one be very tolerant of these people. Nonetheless, one has to continue chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and preaching the chanting of this mantra, because such preaching and chanting constitute the perfection of life. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making this life perfect in all respects. One should thus engage in the devotional service of the Lord and follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas, beginning with Lord Brahma and others. Recorded November 8, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namo Deva Damo Dar Ananta Vishno Prasida Prabho Duka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Vihanesha Mam Agyam E Yakshi Drishyaha Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno Prasida Prabho Dhruka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Vihanesha Mamagyam Ek Yakshi Drishyaha Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno Prasida Prabho Duka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Grihanesha Mamagyam Ejakshi Drishyaha Namo Deva Damo Darananta Vishno Prasida Prabodhuka Jalabdi Magnam Padrishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Grihanesha Mamagyam Ejakshi Drishyaha Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Haraye Namaha. Be pleased, Deva, O Divine Lord. Be pleased, Damodara, O you whose belly is tied with a rope. Be pleased, Ananta, O limitless Lord. Be pleased, Vishnu, O all-pervading Lord. Be pleased, Prabhu, my master. I bow down to you. But alas, I am immersed in a network of miseries while in this material ocean of repeated birth and death. So please accept me and rain down your merciful glance upon this very fallen and ignorant fool. O supremely independent Lord, please become perceptible to my eyes.